The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
All right. I intended to start this hour with the Arizona veto, and we'll get to that. However, I had missed this until I heard it in our news here in Green Bay. And I actually want to open with this. And I want to spend a ton of time on this. But it's baffling to me, and I never understand this position from prominent business people. First, let me say this, in interest of full disclosure, I love Culver's food. As I'm on a weight loss program right now, I'm not really running into this where I miss a lot of things. It's actually a pretty good program that way, but I love Culver's. And I there are a lot of good local restaurants all over Wisconsin, but I think in terms of a chain, Culver's a good regional chain. Almost anything I order there, I really like. A lot. Craig Culver is CEO of Culver's Restaurants. Now, you've seen him. He started doing the Dave from Wendy's thing. Actually, I think he's emulating Dave from Wendy's because it just seems a lot like that. And I think they're very effective commercials. He's come out and said something that is baffling the hell out of me. And I will explain why. The leader of the largest fast food chain based in Wisconsin says he supports raising the federal minimum wage for some workers. Craig Culver, CEO of Culver's Restaurants, says businesses should pay adult workers what he calls a livable wage. I believe good companies will take care of their people, pay them fairly, said Culver. Culver believes the federal minimum wage for adult workers should be at least $10.10 an hour, with a separate min wage for workers under 18. This is becoming the most popular proposal out there. He thinks those young workers should still be paid around the current federal minimum wage, which is $7.25. The Wisconsin Restaurant Association believes a two-tiered system has merit, but it doesn't support any min wage increase at this time. And then they quote that person. Culver says he doesn't know exactly how many employees would be impacted by a change. And then this is a Fox 11 story in Green Bay. They did a fact check to look into the impact on his company. There were 500 Culver restaurants in 21 states with about 25,000 total employees. Culver says he doesn't tell franchise owners how much to pay employees. At the 9 restaurants Culver owns himself, he says workers are already paid on a tiered system, with adults starting at between $9 and $10 an hour, teenagers earning less. And then Fox 11 asked him, why doesn't he support a 10-10 min wage for everyone? I struggle with it. I just do, he said. Culver points out that the min wage would also likely raise the prices customers pay for food, raising the minimum wage. Everybody must remember, if our expenses go up in a business, somehow or another, you have to compensate for that in the bottom line. This is mind-boggling to me. Why Craig Culver would come out and say this? He admits his burgers, McDonald's burgers, everybody's burgers are going to cost more. But beyond this, Craig Culver, what the hell do you care what your competition pays its employees? What does he care? If you want to pay your employees more than your competitors, go ahead. You know what that probably means? It probably means you're going to get the better fast food employee. Why does Craig Culver want the government to mandate what at the stores he owns himself and his franchisees can set their own wage, but at the O&Os, as they're called, the owned and operated by the company, at the O&Os, he's paying, let's just say, about $10 an hour, between $9 and $10 an hour. Well, why does he think his competition should be mandated to do that? There's an answer to it. Jason, do you know what the answer is? He says he's already paying what he considers close to a living wage. He thinks it should be at least $10.10 an hour. He personally does that. Again, some of his franchisees don't have to. They set whatever wage they want. Why would Craig Culver want his competition to be mandated to do what he says he's already doing on his own? Why does he want the government involved? He says he's already doing it. If he's already voluntarily doing it, why does he want his competition to be forced to do it? You're exactly right. It's pretty easy, isn't it? Let's see how easy it is. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Craig Culver, successful businessman, regional, and by the way, they are in other states, but they're Wisconsin-based regional restaurant. Craig Culver comes out and says, yeah, he supports raising the minimum wage, even though he says that the stores he owns and operates, not his franchised stores, he's already paying about that. So why does he want the government to force his competition to do the same? Joe in Appleton. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for letting me be on your show. I'm assuming it's so he can break his competition.
How would that do that?
They're not as successful as he is. They're not as big as he is. I'm assuming that it would do more damage to his competition to be forced to pay what he's already paying. And he's already doing it and making the profit margin.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Joe. Let's take one more call on it. To Corey in New Franken. Corey, go ahead.
It's because then his prices can stay the same because he's already paying it, and then everybody else takes or raise theirs because.
Yeah, both callers got it exactly right. What a bogus, transparently disingenuous effort by Craig Culver to get the government to level the playing field. And of course, nobody thought to ask him this. Not Fox 11 and the others who did the story thought to ask him this. Are you going to pay more? If it goes to $10.10, are you going to pay $12 an hour? Because that would be consistent with your behavior, wouldn't it? Of course it would. You pat yourself on the back now because you pay more than the minimum wage. And why is Craig Culver paying more than the minimum wage? Because he thinks he needs to do that to get the quality employee that he wants. Well, what, Craig, the hell do you think is going to happen if you level the playing field? People who would otherwise work at your Culver's restaurants because you're paying more are now, oh, I can get that at McDonald's or anywhere else. To continue to keep the edge that you have, you're going to have to raise your salaries. Then are you going to force the government or have the urge the government to force your competition to pay more? If you want to be the leader on fast food wages in Wisconsin, that's your call. It's entirely up to you. But it's obvious why you will want, and here's the other thing, and I think both callers kind of touched on this. Culver's is considered fast food, but it's a little pricier. It is. No, it's a little pricier. This will also force McDonald's and others to raise their prices, which he admits. It's not going to force him to raise his prices, is it? Because he already admits he's paying where he wants the minimum wage to be. This reminds me of when some gas stations wanted local municipalities to force all gas stations to get rid of pay at the pump. Because they wanted to get rid of pay at the pump, but they didn't want to be at a competitive disadvantage. So they wanted all of their competition to be forced to get rid of pay at the pump because of drive-offs. So they didn't want to be out there on an island by themselves. They were afraid that would make them less popular or less attractive to customers. Yet they were losing money from people driving off, so they wanted to end pay at the pump. But they didn't want it to be a competitive disadvantage. This is exactly the same thing. The state of Wisconsin should not level the playing field for Craig Culver or anyone else. Let the free market decide. Your restaurants are successful, Craig, because I think you do have pretty good employees, and I think you have very good food. You're trying to get the state to raise the prices on a Big Mac, on a Whopper, on a Wendy's Deluxe, or whatever the hell they serve these days. I haven't been there in a long time. That's what you're trying to do. That's not government's function. All right, we will get to Arizona here in just a bit. It's 9:17.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.